Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Anthony.
That way, Anthony?
Yeah.
Guess what, dude? You're caller 13.
All right. Finally.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
So, Anthony, you're in the hopper for the trip to Vegas to see Red Hot Chili Peppers at Allegiant Stadium. That's happening on April 1st. If it's you, we'll put you up at Sahara Las Vegas, hook you up with $100 in gas to get there and back. You'll find out tomorrow morning at 8 with Heidi and Frank if you won that or not.
All right. Right on.
So, I know you'll be listening, but I'm giving you the Red Hot Chili Peppers Unlimited Love on vinyl. Red vinyl at that now.
All right, cool.
Go get a record player.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to need that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
We're all going to die!
No, that's not the case.
Skylab is following. It's 1979 all over again,
man. It is a great headline, though. Rogue Chinese rocket is on a collision course with Earth.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's supposed to hit Earth this weekend.
Yeah.
And they don't know where.
Nope. I mean, this keeps happening, and there's so much space junk up there, it's not a surprise. One of these days...
This is a Chinese rocket that put some of their space station stuff into the atmosphere.
Right.
In space.
Yeah. In your butt. I think that might be a moment right there. Ding, ding, ding. Wait, hold on.
How dare you? And then, but the rocket is too big to burn up,
right.
So it's going to come back
yes.
to Earth, and they have no idea where.
Yeah, and then so is Vegas taking bets on this?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
but we do have a spokesman for the Pentagon.
Oh wow,
John Kirby joining us now on the Heineken 00 hotline. John.
Hello, John.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, thanks for
hold
joining.
On, I gotta make myself a drink.
Okay,
what?
I'm making myself a drink. Okay. I'm gonna die, man.
What?
Wow.
What do you mean, what? Well, what? I mean, you keep asking a question.
Well,
there's a rogue Chinese rocket
right.
that's going to crash on Earth. So kiss your ass goodbye.
But, I mean, in the article, you sounded like you were pretty clear-headed and calm.
Yeah, I was kidding. I thought, aren't you?
That's when I started thinking about it.
Oh, no.
They said, oh, there's a 70% chance it's going to hit the water. You know what that means? A 70% chance it's going to land on me.
Have you done the math on that exactly? Because I'm not sure.
Yeah, I have done the math. Did you know in 1961 a cow was killed by some Cuban space debris?
No, I was unaware of that.
Oh, my God.
That happened.
Okay, right?
A cow. I'm not as tough as a cow.
No,
so the rocket hits me, I'm dead for sure.
But
you
I mean...
You ever try to kill a cow? Not easy.
No. Why would I try to kill a cow? All right, listen, though. What are the chances it's going to hit you versus hit us?
Yeah.
Well, look, you don't know my life, man. I work for the Pentagon, okay?
Right.
The things weren't bad enough.
Right.
You know what the last 4 years have been like for me? I was wishing a rocket would hit me.
Now the rocket's here and you don't want it.
No, because things are turning around a little bit, but I call up, I go to bed, you know, get progressive insurance for a Chinese rogue rocket that's hitting your house, and guess what? Flo's not interested.
Flo does not care if you get hit by a rocket.
No, Flo does not care. The little gecko doesn't care. Nobody cares.
What about the caveman?
Oh, I didn't think about the caveman.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll give him a call.
We're talking about the last movie you walked out of.
Hey, the last movie I walked out on was, mm-hmm. I'm afraid, There's Something About Mary.
Hmm, how come?
Was it the zipper scene?
No, it wasn't. What? No, it wasn't the zipper scene.
It was the
old woman's boobs.
Or her hair tonic? Or hair...
nice try. It was just insultingly stupid. I'm sorry.
It was stupid.
But did you like The Hangover? People, I think that's kind of a similar sort of
level. I think
level.
The Hangover is much higher, much
yeah,
better.
Is it?
Yeah, but that had a little plot to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I didn't really care for this. I know there's Something About Mary. Remember when that came out? It was massive. It was so popular. And I went to see it, of course, and I'm like, eh. I didn't hate it that much. They walked out on it. Do you do that very often, walk out on movies?
No, I don't. And what made it insulting, someone recommended it highly to me. They said, oh, if you like this, you'll really like
it. Oh, no.
What did they compare it to? Do you remember?
The Monty Python.
Oh, drop dead.
Are you kidding
me? Close.
If you like Monty Python, you'll like that movie?
Wow.
I, that's the last time I ever saw a movie on her record.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. She's someone who does not get money.
She's sabotaging you.
She was out to hurt you. Dude, thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
All right, so I'm one of those guys continuously have to watch the entire movie.
Oh, really?
Start to finish, no matter what.
Why is that? What is it about it that you just have to go through to the end, even if it sucks?
It keeps my curiosity, I guess. I just want to hope that it gets better. Maybe
But how often?
Movies or something.
All right, let me ask you a question. How often would you guess you turn on a movie, you think it's going to be bad, and then it pleasantly surprises you?
Yeah, how often does that happen?
Maybe about 10% of the time.
Yeah, that's a pretty low rate.
Well, I mean, you know, for the writers and the actors and all the folks behind the film, they would like to thank you for sitting through their crap.
They would, of course.
Yeah, and giving it a chance.
Exactly. It's like people who sit there and watch all the credits.
Right, yeah.
Like, what the hell's the point?
Yeah, unless your name or a friend's name is in it, what are you doing? Who cares?
Well, see, here's the thing. Out of the entire time of my life, I've only walked out of one movie.
Oh, wow. And that was?
Freddy Got Fingered.
How's that the one that fails your test?
Well, that's pretty bad.
It is bad, but so is a lot of other movies.
Well, it took the first 45 seconds when he the horse when I was like, okay, I want to see this. I want to
see
this.
See it? I'm all the way in.
As soon as that horse got, I was out the door. Right.
Okay. I got the Blu-ray, man. I got the director's cut of that scene. Dude,
you
thanks
know,
for coming.
I can handle Clerks 3 or Clerks 2 autoerotic. You know, I'm right. Okay with that. But.
Right. Sure.
You I'm not even supposed to be here today.
You have to draw the line someplace.
By the way, I think we should mention that when Stu was in here a few minutes ago, we played that clip for him that he had created. He didn't know what
he
it was
know
either.
It.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
I don't know if that says more about the contest or him.
Yeah, probably him.
Yeah. Let's talk about the dude that plays Enter Sandman backwards.
Yeah, Stu sent this to me the other day, and I started watching it right away, and I'm like, what the hell? Because you can tell, in the video especially, that this guy has recorded the song in its entirety, singing it, playing it backwards.
Yes.
But then he flipped it around and played it forward.
So as he's going forward, it sounds terrible because he's actually performing it backwards.
Backwards, yes.
But then when they flip it around and play it backwards, it actually sounds pretty good.
And it's kind of crazy timing because it was on this day in rock in 1982 that the California Consumer Protection Agency or some stuff had to sit and listen to experts saying that Stairway to Heaven was an intentional devil song.
Oh, dear Lord.
Out to get out everybody, and it had been recorded backwards and blah, blah, blah on this day today. So
wow.
Seems kind of appropriate to play this guy. It's
all
so
right,
weird.
So this guy is named Rob, and at first this is him playing forward, but it'll sound backward because he's playing the song backwards.
And it'll sound like crap.
Yes.
There you go.
Like a weird fire force.
So is that...
That's him playing forward.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing that on purpose.
Yes.
Forward.
I think there are a few more of those.
It's a weird talent to have.
Yes. Okay, that's also forward.
Yes, he's doing that forward. It's not being played backwards right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's doing it forward,
yeah.
But he's performing the song backwards.
Yes.
And then I think this is a little guitar solo that he also did backwards.
Well, things people have done in lockdown.
Not really a guitar solo. Maybe the next one is.
Yeah, yeah. So just go yeah. To it? Okay. Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm thinking, you know, when we get bored with our 1 second of nonstop rock contest, this could be a good contest.
Rob Scallon can just do songs for us?
Yes.
All right. Now he flips it backwards. So everything that you're watching in the video is moving backwards.
Yes, he's moved. He's done everything backwards, even for the video. He's got
right.
Like a bunch of popcorn dropping on him, but mm-hmm. It'll go up. He's playing with a silly string that'll catch fire if you catch
so now the video is backwards,
but it's all moving forward
and it sounds good.
Yes.
Listen
yeah, check
to this
out. This is awesome.
Oh, I think that's the backward part. And now
I was like, that sucks. There you go.
How do you
figure all this out?
Right? Your brain must be wired weird to be able to do this.
So he's playing all the instruments, played them backwards. The video now that we're listening to is forward.
I mean, Jimi Hendrix did it.
Yeah.
No, the White Stripes have done it. But this is the entire song.
This is made three.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's the entire song with the solo.
Yeah, yeah. Not
guitar
just
solo.
I love those drum hits backwards.
They sound super weird, don't they?
Sounds like a Beatles song. But wait till he gets to the lyrics, because he does sing.
He sings it backwards as well.
See our friends, everyone. Don't forget my son. Don't include everyone.
That is awesome.
Not let me win or within. Keep me free, don't sing. Silver Sandy.
It's like Twin Peaks. We're watching Twin Peaks.
Satan right loves you. He's doing
ripping your pillow ties.
He's doing all of the singing.
That's really impressive, man. That's really, we gotta post this video. We'll tweet it.
Yes.
At Kevin and Slug O.
Kevin and Slug O.
I can never say it. I'll never
just
be able to
at
say
Kevin
it.
And Slug O. You know what it is? It's at.
Right.
And then my name and then your name.
Yeah. It's really hard.
That's how it works.
Can't do it.
At Kevin and Slug O.
But another band that did it, White Stripes. Hats off to him, though. That was really impressive.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's KLOS.
KLOS. Hello. Who this is?
This is Matthew. Am I caller 13?
Matthew, welcome to Red Hot Chili Peppers Vinyl Nirvana.
Yes, sir.
I can promise you that, and I can promise you that you're also at least in the running to go see him in Vegas at Allegiant Stadium on April 1st.
That sounds like a plan.
Good. So be ready. Be listening tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank. They'll let you know if they got the grand prize. But you're in, dude.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Hang on the line.
Five songs in a row.
So it's Stu hanging out, subbing for Kevin and Sluggo. Today, the 15th day of March, it is the Ides of March, the day Julius Caesar was murdered by members of the Senate. Those guys were pissed. I suppose that is why today's theme is anger management. So we're going to give you five songs. Well, I got five songs queued up for anger management. If you've got an idea, hit me up at 818-955-KLOS, and we'll fill this thing out to be the angriest five songs on Earth. Stones on 95.5 KLOS. It's 5 of 5, and the theme for the day, being that it's the Ides of March, a very violent day in our history, is anger management. We're looking for songs about anger management, angry people, madness, etc., etc. Let's go to the phones. KLOS, what you got?
How do you feel about Pantera effing Hostile?
Ah, King Hostile. That would fit the bill quite nicely. Thank you.
Yeah, if you could beep it out.
Where are you calling from?
Orange.
Styx from the Grand Illusion, that is Fooling Yourselves, the angry young man. He doesn't sound all that angry to me, musically speaking. It is Stu in for Kevin and Sluggo. Gimme Five underway. Today's theme is anger management, being that it's the Ides of March and whatnot. At least that's the closest connection I can make. Taking your calls for songs that fit the bill. KLOS, what you got?
I was sitting in a restaurant the other day, and there was this little kid behind me that was a... And all I wanted to do was beat on the brat with the baseball bat.
Ah, perfect. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Charleston. This is John.
Thanks, John. Good suggestion. I guess that kind of makes it 6 for 5. Alice in Chains on 95.5 KLOS with your angry set of songs for Ides of March. It is Stu in for Kevin and Sluggo. I still got LA Kings tickets to give you this hour. They're playing the Blue Jackets tomorrow evening. And I'm going to rock you like some very bad weather in just a moment. Don't move. So if you are an LA Kings fan, you probably know this is a really good season to be an LA Kings fan. You probably know it better than I do. But I've got 4 tickets right now to see them. They're playing the the Blue Jackets tomorrow night down there at Crypto.com Arena. Tickets are on sale right now at LAKings.com/tickets. Kevin is a huge Kings fan. Me, I like them. I don't follow them as closely as apparently I ought to be. So I'll tell you what, just be any caller right now. I'll take one at random, 818-955-KLOS for these four tickets. And if you can just tell me the Kings current record, last 10 games, what that score is, I will give you all four of these tickets. 818-955-KLOS.
Pat, P-A-T.
Pat, you a big Kings fan?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You can go see him tomorrow night at Crypto.com with three of your buddies playing the Blue Jackets if you can tell me what the Kings have done in their last 10 games.
Last 10 games, their record is 9-1.
That's not what I've got.
No?
No. Am I wrong?
You might be. I thought it was 9-1.
Oh, I've got 7-1-2.
I don't know.
I might be looking at an old standing.
That could be.
Now I really don't know. Do I trust the internet or do I give you the tickets?
I'd say you give me the tickets.
All right. This is not a hill I'm going to die on.
A computer has been trained to spot cancer by listening to farts.
Come on, man. Really?
Come on, man. I'm not the one that did it.
But they're always
different. An artificial intelligence prototype is able to recognize subtle changes after hearing farts from healthy and unhealthy people.
Then can it tell if you went to Del Taco or if you went to, like,
I don't know that
popcorn?
It can tell that much.
No? Okay.
The developers believe that their system, the synthetic human acoustic reproduction system, will one day be able to pick up signs of cancer.
So you have to go
that's
in.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, if it works, that's phenomenal. You just go in and fart at a machine and suddenly it knows, you're fine. You're good to go. Get
out
of here.
Or it just starts following people through the airport or whatever, you know. So let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline. We got Dr. Marvin Spector from the program on. Dr. Marvin, hi.
Hi, how are you today? It's a pleasure to speak with you.
It's nice to speak at you as well.
Thank you for having me on to talk about shunt.
That's the synthetic human acoustic reproduction testing.
I see.
Yes, shart is shart for short.
Right.
Really?
What we say on the lab here, it's very funny.
Okay, so you get it. You know what that means.
Oh, yes. Okay. You know, nothing happens by accident in science, you see.
I gotcha.
Everything is on purpose.
So tell us how this works exactly.
Well, we have the computer that has been trained to listen to the emanations from the buttholes of people who have various illnesses with the colon. It's like if you listen to a bassoon or you listen to a clarinet, you can tell the difference in the acoustics.
Right, I got you.
So we're able to tell the health of the colon simply from what comes out of the end exit holes.
Now, when will you start with cancer, and can you do anything else with this?
I hope I never start with cancer. That would be awful.
That's not what I meant.
Oh. They're already working on to be able to tell the health of the colon simply from the acoustics that are emitted.
You're already working on other diseases.
Oh, yes. We're expanding the program so we can diagnose many different diseases simply from the butt trumpet.
Wow.
Would you be able to diagnose if I gave you some examples?
Oh, certainly. I'm an expert in the field, you see.
Nice.
All right.
Wow, you have some examples?
This is Dr. Marvin Spector. Here's the first. Here's the first one.
He is suffering from depression.
Okay.
That's a depressed sphincter right there. It's like, I'm so sad. Life is so hard for me. More happy would be a higher pitch.
All right, let me give you another one, and you can diagnose this one.
And he has athlete's foot.
What?
Wow.
Because he is a very well-trained athlete. We can tell by the tension and the buttocks. And so just a little squeaky comes out, meaning his buttocks are muscular and soft.
How many years did it take you to compile all this exciting information?
I've been working on this for 50 years. I've been studying nothing but shots.
All right, here's one. Tell me what you interpret.
Oh, he has a chafed penis.
How can you tell that? How can you tell about the other side?
The flip side.
What?
The A side.
It's something I can tell he engages in something called the rusty trombone.
Okay. Wow, that's some pretty specific
that's
diagnosis.
Detailed. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we need a cream or an ointment sometimes.
And then one last one. This is it's about 7 seconds, so stand by.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All right.
You recorded me last night.
Thoughts?
That's a sprained ankle.
And how do you know that?
He was running to get to the bathroom. He was so neat, and he didn't get there. I'm sorry to say.
I got there. Well, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Be the same.
And now the talent portion of tonight's broadcast, which is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Here comes a gentleman dressed in a very small bikini.
I am 82 years old.
No, you're not. Before you retire, what was your job?
The most recent one was aerospace engineering. I was blessed to be the program manager for the CoStar instrument that repaired the Hubble Space Telescope.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. Hello, how are you? And I hope you're dry. So it's he. It is he. It is I. It is me. Is Stu in for Kevin and Sluggo yet again? Twice the effort, half the result. But I do have another shot at this Red Hot Chili Peppers business for you a little later this hour. And the next hour. And I've got King's tickets for you a little later on in the show, plus the Fountain of Youth rock and roll music to get you through your afternoon. So stick with me, kid. I wouldn't steer you wrong. Cheap Trick is one band I never, ever want to see retire. It's 95.5 KLOS. One band that is retiring, I'm sure you know, Kiss. They have called out the last dates of the last tour you will ever get to see at least those two plus two guys on stage. If you're a fan, I'm sure you already know Hollywood Bowl for Los Angeles. That's November 3rd. And if you're really a fan, you will be at Madison Square Garden on December 2nd, won't you? Because that's the last show they'll be playing. At least the last one with Kiss, with Gene and Paul playing those characters. I don't know. I believe we're going to hear from Gene Simmons momentarily on KLOS. Is there another modern rock and roll band that has the Stones to put saxophone in their jams? That is Volbeat, Die to Live on 95.5 KLOS. That one features Neil Fallon from Clutch on the harsh vocals. Wow. It is Stu in for Kevin and Sluggo. You are listening for Red Hot Chili Peppers. I have red vinyl for you if you're caller 13 when you hear Red Hot Chili Peppers on this radio station, KLOS. 818-955-KLOS is our phone number. You're going to need that. If you get that vinyl, you also go into the hat for the trip to Las Vegas to see the band Red Hot Chili Peppers at the Allegiant Stadium. More soon on KLOS. Oh, it's the Stones on 95.5 KLOS. It's Stu in for Kevin and Sluggo today. Double duty or half duty. I don't know how you look at it. The news is crazy these days. By the way, I saw a shadow a minute ago. But the news, nuts. This drone went down. Russia got our drone. Well, they didn't really get it. They're going to try to recover it. It's somewhere in the bottom of the Black Sea. Way far away from here. But all this stuff falling out of the sky. And now it's our drone. We had the Chinese balloon before that. And Russia sending some kind of weird stuff. Like, nobody could have even thought of this stuff barely like 100 years ago. But, you know, it's just weird. And recently we had a guy on from NASA that kind of explained the ins and outs of stuff. This was on Kevin and Sluggo. Nothing Feels Right. That is new Ozzy Osbourne on 95.5 KLOS. Patient Number 9 is the record. It came off, that was last year, 2022. You know, that song is still in our top 10 on the new and improved countdown. Happens every Sunday night with Matt Peatfield, don't you know?
We talk, we count down the top 10 songs, and we have an interview every week. This week it's going to be Perry Farrell. Birthdays, music celebrations, it all happens new and approved 8 p.m. Sunday evenings right here on KLOS. It's Stu in for Kevin and Sluggo. I still got another shot this hour for you Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'd say that would happen within the next 15 or 20 minutes. Don't move. It's not if I lose them, it is when I lose them. 95.5 KLOS. You got Stu doing my best to hold it down for Kevin and Sluggo this afternoon, and pretty soon, minutes away, I got a feeling we're going to hear some Chili Peppers opportunity for you if you want to see him in Vegas and score yourself that red vinyl. Then keep your dial here. You would be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS when you hear Red Hot Chili Peppers on your radio. This radio station, KLOS. This Day in Rock, 1972, DJ Robert W. Morgan over on KHJ Radio played Puppy Love by Donny Osmond for 90 straight minutes. The cops were called in. Nobody got arrested. Might play differently today, though.